Oh, I want to tell you, there are times that I feel Christ so very close that I feel like standing up and dancing a jig. There are times that I feel like shouting hallelujah. And then there are other times when Christ, I can't even touch Christ. I don't even feel him at all. And my mother is here tonight, and I remember when I was in school, I wrote to her one day many years ago, she's forgotten. And I said, Mother, you know, for the last few weeks, I haven't been able to get anywhere in my prayers, and I don't feel Christ. And she said, Son, you have accepted Christ as your Savior, and whether you have feeling or not, the moments that you don't feel anything are the moments when he may be the closest. Because that's the moment that you must walk by sheer faith and God may be testing you. How wonderful to have a faith to believe. A faith that could change the world and certainly a faith that could change your world and your... Oh, I want to
tell you. Well, that was Billy Graham.
Good old Billy Graham.
As always. Talking about being in trials and yet still having faith and, you know, sticking to Jesus and... Regardless of anything, I mean, as long as you've accepted Jesus in your life, you can, just because you can't hear him doesn't mean he's not there, and he can always hear you. But I'm Ridge.
I'm Noah.
That's Noah.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, just making sure.
Noah, you gonna take that verse of the day?
Yeah. Verse of the day.
Or week, whatever we call.
The verse of the week comes from Luke 1:46-47, and Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Again, Luke 1:46-47.
Yes, sir, and we have been off for the last 2 weeks. We are outside by the fire again just because it's a beautiful 58 degrees out here in Florida, and we're hoping these mosquitoes freeze off and die for the rest of the season. But again, back to why we've been off. You guys heard in the last episode, I had that terrible cough. Yeah. I've been sick. We started construction on the house, and all the dust in it has really been killing me. But I'm better now. I've got a intermittent cough that happens once every 30, 40 minutes now instead of every 30 seconds. And yeah, so we're glad to be back.
Yeah,
glad to be back podcasting.
Yep.
We'll just have a quick little episode for you today. Just kind of dive into the book of James, discuss like new Christian music and artists and how they're taking over things versus like secular. And yeah, just have a little chat and get together on things. And I mean, we had our last episode since Thanksgiving for sure. So we already talked about Thanksgiving. And then our next episode will probably be the Thursday or Friday after Christmas and be a little back to our normal length and figuring out what Christmas is all about. I know normally people do like a episode or a sermon before Christmas and that's what Christmas is all about, but we're different here and we're going to enjoy the rest of our week and time off with the kids and family and... Then we'll talk about Christmas, and obviously everyone that goes to church and has faith really knows what Christmas is about. Yeah. I mean, it's about Jesus and
his birth
and all that, and we'll dive into that on either the day after or the Friday after. But, I mean, Noah, how have you been since... We haven't recorded in the last couple weeks.
I've been pretty good.
Sorry, I had a reel opened on my phone and I was actually going with my notes.
I've been good. Got out of school last week for about a month.
Yes, sir.
All my friends are back from school. Golf with some of them yesterday. Plan on hanging out with them more during the break. Go fishing or something.
Yeah.
Go hunting. But no, it's been good. Ready to see some family for Christmas.
That's good.
It's coming down, so.
Yeah, that's good. That's sweet.
Oh, you want to take us away with prayer first?
Oh, yeah. Who, me or you?
Me.
Okay, go.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us the strength to wake up this morning, Lord. I pray that we can continue to spread the gospel and this digital ministry, Lord. I pray that we continue to live through your will for us, Lord. and live a life with our eyes set on you.
Yeah.
Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Yeah, and we just pray that you use us how you need us to be used, and that we can, like we always say, whether we're reaching one person or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, that we just reach someone and someone gets to hear the good news. What's up, dude? What do you need?
Go.
She's over there on the phone. Now scram. I don't know. Over there somewhere.
By the trampoline.
Yeah. So, James. Do you know anything about James? Mm-mm. James was a disciple.
Okay.
He had the limp. He was disabled. He walked with a cane all the time. Things were very hard for him. And yet he still had faith. He still followed Jesus. He never asked for much. I mean, other disciples asked, like, why haven't you healed James? Why haven't you healed, like, done that? But yeah, I mean, there's many, many testaments in the Bible of people having faith and people going through hard times and trials, and just persevering through them because of their faith. But I've been kind of diving into James a little bit, which is a really good book for people, 100% for men, just for struggle and for guidance and like that encouragement that we need. I mean, men aren't, I'm not one of those guys that are going to be a proponent for, oh, like, men don't cry, men don't go through hard things. Like, no, we suffer. We suffer silently a lot of times because
we like to bottle up all those emotions. So
yeah, because of the stigma that society puts on us that, oh, men can't cry. But let me tell you, if you are a man and you don't cry, dude, just let it out, because it allows you to feel really good sometimes. Yeah. And be vulnerable, especially if you're married and you have a spouse, you have a wife, and make sure you're vulnerable with them, because not only does it allow you to be soft towards them, but it also softens your heart and it'll change your whole perspective on life. But some notes I've got James allows you, like, just reading through it, and this is what I've got so far, to find joy in hard times. I mean, God wants people to find joy in hard times because hardship can help people trust God, like, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Like, God doesn't put you through hard times for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't put you through those if he like knows you can't get out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And he knows you're going to get out of it. Jeez. Apologies.
Is that my car?
No. I don't know whose car that is, but we're gonna try and keep going. Turn it off.
They went riding on the star. Oh, there it
goes. Jeez. All right. Apologies for that one. Another thing that James has taught me, like, reading, and I've only been kind of diving into it for the past, like, 2 or 3 days, and that's where I'm trying to get to, like, a standpoint to where I'm not just, like, reading these verses and reading these books and reading the Bible, but I'm reading them, and if I've got to read through a passage 15 times to make it make sense to me and jot down some notes, then I'm going to do it, and I'm going to dissect it, and figure out exactly not only what it means to me, but I try and interpret it to make it seem more simple for other people. Mm-hmm. One thing I've gotten from it is face trials with an attitude of joy. Be grateful that God puts you in that hard situation with the mentality that he knows you're going to get through it.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I mean, people should face trials with an attitude of joy rather than viewing them as a punishment. Yeah. And it just, once you can flip that switch in your brain, it makes life so much easier. Yeah. Like, it makes the hard times seem easy.
Yeah.
And I think that switch really flipped in my brain when Josiah passed. Because, obviously, that was a hard time. So, like, Josiah passes in October of last year, and nobody plans for an 18-year-old or 19-year-old to die. Like, mm-hmm. nobody plans for that. Nobody expects it. Yeah, like your 99-year-old grandma, it's coming, dog. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
No one expects someone to pass at that, like, but such a young age.
At that young of an age, nobody expects it, and so that threw this whole family for a whirlwind, like into the spin cycle in your washer. Like, confusion. Nobody knows what to do. Things are going on through your head. People are angry. People are sad. People are upset, taking their anger and their feelings out on each other. But probably a month or two after he passed, obviously, I mean, we're going to mourn forever. But I kind of flipped the switch and I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, it sucks and it's really sad that Josiah passed, but
it's almost like, you know, rejoice at the fact that he's in heaven.
Yeah.
So, you know, living a life that right now that we wish we could live, you know, it's all.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
All happy in heaven, you know, and we're still down here on earth, you know. Sad,
yeah, I'm down here jealous, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm jealous of where he's at and who he's with and who he's getting to see. I mean, like, he's with my grandpa. He's with his grandpa.
He's
like,
with my grandpa.
They're chilling. Yeah. They're hanging out. There's not a face that you won't recognize. Mm-hmm. There's not a soul that will go unknown. And so, like, I flipped that switch in my head, and I was like, you know what? Let me use this for good. Let me use my trials, use my hard times, and witness to people, because that kid made an impact in 18 years that most people don't make in a lifetime on people. Ooh, excuse me. That was a sneaky burp. Came out of nowhere. And so now I like to use the same, like, mentality of, you know what? Yeah, like, it really sucked. It really hurt. I did get angry with God for a little bit, but then I was like, man, what am I doing? One, he's completely whole. He's healed. There's no sickness, no hurt, no sadness. I think, and I might be wrong, but I believe the Bible says the only, holy smokes, the only sadness or somewhat sorrow in heaven is because we're not up there with them, because they have to see us live. And I could be completely wrong on that, but it also could be the truth. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely figure that out. I can revise that verse a little bit and...
Turn that off, please. Jeez.
And,
Are you guys done with the podcast? No, we're not done. Breck, come on, dude. Are you kidding me?
Jeez, man. It's hard to do this. There's...
I don't even know how
Brecken, many people are here. Bowden, Nolan, and then like 9 teenagers here doing stuff out there. So I apologize for all of these. I just lost my temper a little bit with Brecken. I'm sorry, Brecken, but I am human and I'm going to fail often. Noah, can you throw a few more logs on this fire real quick?
Yeah.
So another thing is... trust God to use trials for spiritual good. People should trust God to use trials for their spiritual good and focus on the end results rather than the pain of the moment, which really kind of piggybacks off of what I just said and how I flipped that switch in my head for when Josiah passed is, yeah, it really sucked for a while, but I decided to put all my faith and trust in him still and allow that to... flip that switch in my head and use his story for good and use it to reach so many people. And I mean, the numbers that showed up to there's I would say there was at least 200 people at his service that had never met him, and that was an impact. And then there was another like 3,500 people that watched live on YouTube. It was like his story was on like news all over the world, like in freaking like Egypt, I saw a headline in like some news paper in a magazine that a young man had passed on his motorcycle, but the impact he made was like forever.
Yeah, I mean that's incredible.
And another, I'll try and find it. I actually had the opportunity this past summer to talk to Stuart and Cliff Connectly and Charlie Kirk
and George Janko.
We met George Janko, but I'm talking about
specifically
the question and answer I got to, and we'll try and find a clip of it and link it to one of the episodes in our Instagram and in the advertisements for this episode, and you guys can check that out because they gave an absolute like beautiful answer on how to handle like the anger and everything that comes along with losing someone like that. Another thing I got from James was pray to God for wisdom, and like people, we should all pray to God to give us wisdom and then trust Him for providing it to us. Like the fact that He is a God that can provide us with everything we need, and especially the wisdom to go out and the wisdom and encouragement and knowledge to go out and preach His word and just bring people from death to life and share the good news. Like I'm eternally grateful and feel so blessed to be able to do that kind of thing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
One thing that like stuck to me that I kind of pulled out of that scripture was open ears and hearts to learn what God teaches. And that's a big role in the book of James. We should all open our ears and hearts to learn what He teaches by trials instead of blaming God. Mm. And like I said, that blaming God was my initial response to Josiah passing, to my grandfather passing, to my 16-year-old cousin who passed in 2013, to like my best friend at work who took his life. It was my for some reason, maybe because I wasn't where I needed to be, I wasn't diving as deep as I needed to be into the Word, I wasn't following God as close as I needed to, but my initial thought was to blame Him for everything that's going wrong, rather than listen to Him, listen to what He's putting in my heart, and use it as a learning lesson and to teach other people instead of blaming Him.
I mean, that was my, like when my grandfather passed, what, like 4 months after Josiah passed, I mean, I blame God for it, because I was like, you know, like, why are you doing this to me? You know, I lost a best friend 4 months ago. Why this now?
Yeah.
You know, it was just continual, just blaming and blaming Him, and, you know, just getting angry at Him.
Yeah. And trust me, like, if there's anyone you can be angry at, be angry with God. Mm-hmm. The dude can take it. Don't be angry with your wife. Don't be angry with your parents. Don't be angry with your friends.
Or your kids.
But be angry with God, because not only can He take it, He'll flip that around, and He'll show you how to use it and to change that from anger to appreciation, which is a really, really hard thing to wrap your head around, is being appreciative for horrible times.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of what the book of James is all about. Be a doer of the word. People should put what the word of God says into action and use it as a reference point on how they live their life. So that's something we've definitely kind of like preached over and over on this podcast, is take what you read, take what you learn in church, take what you study in the Bible, use it for yourself, learn it, ingest it, digest it, and put it back out for other people to be able to, whether you interpret it your own way to make it more simple for a non-believer to understand, or you're speaking to someone who knows the Bible better than you.
Yeah.
Never let your lack of knowledge, because if you pray for that wisdom and if you ask God to give you the knowledge and the peace and the encouragement to be able to have those tough conversations, he will 100% always come through for you.
Yeah.
Like, I have had conversations with people where they're like, well, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how to do this. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't look it up. I didn't Google it. I didn't go to the Bible app. I prayed about it. The next day, I had the answer. I knew Bible verses that I didn't know, that I hadn't memorized. It's just a crazy thing.
Yeah.
And the last note I have is be a good steward of pain. People should open themselves to the Spirit so that he might use difficult times to sow seeds of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and gentleness. So exactly what we're all talking about still is like, flip that pain around for something that's good. And this is such a, this is one of the reasons this is such a good book, like the book of James for men, because men take a lot of pain. They take a lot of hurt and they don't put it out there. They don't talk about it. I mean, I'm one of those people that was religiously against seeking like counsel because I was like, I'm not going to go sit there and tell my feelings to someone that doesn't know me.
I was for the longest time until I actually, like, I went to it.
Yeah.
It helps so much.
And I sat down with a Christian counselor, and it helps so much. Like, just to be able to get things off your chest, like, just to talk about it, to...
Just let it out in, like, a safe
hear space. Someone else's point of view. Yeah. Like, if someone's gone through the same thing you're going through, or... And that's another thing, like, we want to be here for if someone goes through any type of hard time, hard trial. We're not saying we're better than you. We're not saying our trials are worse than yours. But we're saying we've been through a lot of stuff. We've been through a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. We've been through the process of blaming God first. Yet, he still turned everything around for joy. And we can be here. So if you've got something on your mind, if you're dealing with something, please don't hesitate to reach out to our Instagram, our TikTok, whatever it is, and just ask. Like the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. And we will do our absolute best to be able to guide you and help you and do whatever we need to do to... kind of help you flip that switch in your brain to take trials and tribulations and look at them with joy.
Yeah, turn around for joy.
Yeah. What do we want to talk about the...
We're going to talk about...
Like, yeah, about Christian the like, music Christian and music and stuff.
Kind of how changing your lifestyle from secular music to Christian music will make a big difference in your life.
Yeah, because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Secular music... notoriously is better than Christian music, like beat wise, lyrically lyrics. Wise, like
I don't know, there have been some good
they've lyrics. Got more flow, but like in the past, up until recently, it's been dramatic difference of secular music being obviously more enjoyable to listen to. But now we've got people like, and I'm not going to lie, I did not like the old Lecrae. Like, Lecrae, Andy Mineo stuff, not a big fan of that stuff. But, like, now we've got, like, the new Lecrae and...
KB. Alex Jean.
Red Tips, Alex Jean.
No Big Deal.
Caleb Gordon.
Forrest Frank. Yeah.
And these dudes are taking a whole new meaning to Christian music and making it so everyone wants to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because they're taking real world situations and they're basically rapping and singing about how God has brought them from that. Dang, this fire just got hot.
It did.
And allowing God to work through them and spread the good news and the message. Like, I mean, Caleb Gordon, I'm stoked. We're gonna be seeing Caleb Gordon and Forrest Frank at Rock the Universe. And Brandon Lake. I mean, Brandon Lake is such a versatile musician. It's crazy. And most of these dudes started with secular music. And then they did exactly what we're saying. They went through a hard time. They hit rock bottom, and God brought them back from rock bottom. A lot of times you've got to hit rock bottom in order to really fulfill the purpose God has for you. And, I mean, Corey is a testament of that.
100%.
Like, that dude went lower than rock bottom. Mm-hmm. And look where he's at now. And hopefully we can have him on
again
soon and bring everyone to... Because he's got such a big testimony that I feel like we've only scratched the surface of his But yeah, I mean, Christian music is taking a whole new turn to not only glorify God, but bring people into the, what am I trying to say? Like, bring people that don't normally listen to Christian music,
yeah, listen to it,
into the genre, listen to it, and they're like, you know what, this isn't bad, and it's not talking about killing people, yeah, and doing drugs and all that, having, I mean, sex with multiple women.
It like also it's, like, changes your view on life too.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, you know, I listen to it and I just feel more like, more happy is not the right grammar, but you know, I just feel
happier.
Happy, yeah, like happier, and just knowing that, and all that I can do, it can be glorifying to God. But I mean, yeah, Christian music is, I feel like it's taking the world by storm right now. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, I saw this thing on TikTok. It was, I think it was Caleb Gordon and No Big Deal were like the first Christian rappers.
It's No Big Deal.
Deal were the first Christian rappers ever to perform at Rolling Loud. And like, their audio was bad and their mics were like, I don't know, something was wrong.
Yeah, they I mean, dude, it was obviously, it's like Satan that was.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He didn't want their message to get across because it sounded terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but I just remember I saw a clip of No Big Deal, and like, when everything went out, he was like, oh, well, and I listen, like, there's a God of this universe who loves you and is there for you in everything that you do. So I kind of thought that was really cool that he was preaching the gospel, you know, people that may not have been there for the gospel, don't know Jesus, just for them to hear that, you know, that could flip a switch in their mind.
Yeah, and it's something that a lot of people don't really agree with, and I'm still trying to like dissect it and figure out the reason behind it, because I mean, a lot of people might say, oh, like, why is this Christian rapper going to perform at Rolling Loud? Yeah. Which Rolling Loud, like, we all know what that means, and we all know what the music festival is about. But it's definitely something that I'm like researching and I'm kind of looking into and trying to figure out whether I agree with it fully, mm-hmm, or not. But I do agree with the fact that they are witnessing to hundreds of thousands of non-believers. They're putting music that glorifies God in front of people that want no business with God. Yeah. And, or even people that do want business with God and they think they're Christians, but they're not living the right way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it can be a fine line when it comes to that, and kind of like the secular artists that like are hopping on like Christian tracks, yeah, now and stuff like that.
It's just kind of, someone said it, but you know, they're hopping on this, but they're still out releasing secular music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah, and that's the, you can't be lukewarm.
Yeah,
like, you can't have one foot in, one foot out. You gotta be all in. You gotta be doing it for the right reasons, because if you're not doing it for the right reasons, if you're just doing it to get 10 million more people, mm-hmm, to like you because you want the Christian,
the Christian fan base
and the Christian population to listen to your music, that's the wrong, mm-hmm, reason. So, man, Deanna's sitting here next to me. I keep losing my track of thought. My train of thought. Because she looks so pretty.
Ridge, come on.
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't she? Don't answer it. Oh, but yeah. What do you want to talk about, dude? Mm. We went through James a little bit. Went through the Christian music. What are you doing for Christmas?
I have Christmas Eve with you guys.
Yeah.
And then Christmas with my parents, family. I think my sister's coming down from Tennessee. And then we always do like a prime rib for Christmas dinner.
Prime rib. Nice.
Probably golf Christmas Day.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But now we have like a little Christmas tradition. We have like the same breakfast every Christmas. It's like this egg casserole that my mom makes, and then she makes monkey bread. And then we eat that, and we gotta wait for my dad to grab the trash bags for all the wrapping paper.
Old dad.
Yeah, once we open a present, he's like, oh, hand me the wrapping paper.
And you guys just ball it up and throw it at him,
yeah,
as hard as you can?
No.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a busy We've got a busy Christmas for sure. We have breakfast at the North Pole tomorrow at the church. Uh-oh, Noah forgot.
I did forget.
But yeah, we're going to go do a little volunteering, serving there, serve the community. We have, I think I talked to PK two nights ago, and we have 1,600 people signed up.
Dang.
From the community. And it's like 70% now have never come to the
that's
church.
That's crazy.
So we're going to be out there serving breakfast in the city of Apopka and just ministering to people, witnessing to people, giving them a good breakfast, a good Christmas tradition that they can come to. They do it every year. And then we got church on Sunday. And Christmas Eve, we kind of have like Christmas festivities all day. We're going to Journey Christian Church in the morning for a Christmas Eve service with the whole Hudspeth family. I think we're going to be making like Christmas cookies all day. And then we've got Thrive's Christmas Eve service at 5. And we'll do like our extended family for the Hudspeth family. We did like a little name drawing. That's what Noah will be a part of because he is an honorable member of the Hudspeth family. And exchange gifts with like all the extended members. Christmas morning, we'll wake up, do our family Christmas like always. And I have a lot of family for the first time in probably 12 years. We have like all of our family from Louisiana coming in on my side. My brother is coming back from Korea or from China. I'm not sure where he lives. I'm pretty sure it's China. Him and his wife and his two kids. So this will be the first time we meet the new baby. That's happening Christmas Day. Hopefully a little golf between morning gifts and 2:30 gifts. And then, yeah, we might try and get a little camping trip towards the end of the year.
End of the year? Never been camping.
It's crazy, dude. Never been camping. But, yeah, we're going to do that, and that'll be our Christmas. Hopefully it all goes smooth. I mean, you know, things can get feisty.
Chaotic.
Feisty and chaotic and crazy when you've got this much family in town all in one house in one place, but I know it'll go smooth. There won't be any talk of politics. But yeah, we said we were going to stick to about a 30-minute episode, and we're on 32 minutes. We did essentially a little Bible study, dove into the book of James, kind of explored a little bit, got some of the notes I've taken out of it as I've been reading through it. And I would like to do that, like, so I'm going to try and do, like, the book of James in the month of December, and then a different book the next month, and maybe that's, like, the episode we could have Corey on, like, regularly to kind of help us dive in and dissect the book that we all decide to read for that month, and we could go over our notes and stuff like that. And then, so I would be on the lookout for this episode. I am going to either get it posted tonight or tomorrow morning. And then, I think this is episode 14.
Yeah, 14 or 15, I believe.
It's one of the two. I think we're going to close out the year on 15, if I'm right. And we're going to, like we said earlier, we're going to try and take in an episode for after Christmas and just kind of, I mean, talk about, it's not all about the gifts, but I mean, I'm not going to lie, dude, everyone loves gifts. I don't care who you are.
You
I don't care what you
gifts.
Say. You love getting gifts. I love giving gifts, but dude, I love getting gifts. I'm not one to turn down a blessing.
Hopefully I have some new guests on in the new year after the holidays.
Yeah, I know we're trying to get my brother on. He's busy. He works a full-time job, 9 or 8 to 5 every day as a construction manager. And that episode will more than likely be on Church Hurt. That'll be a good episode.
Hopefully you have Armor of God on.
Yeah, we're going to reach out to Armor of God here soon and have them on in the new year. But yeah, I mean, look forward to our episode with after Christmas, and That'll be a normal length episode. We just wanted to get something quick out here, which I'm glad we did. And this fire is toasty. It feels good. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's it for today.
Let me hit the verse of the week.
Yeah, hit it.
One more time. Comes from Luke 1, 46 to 47. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
Oof, it's always good, man. I mean, one thing I do want to encourage people to do before we close out is, if you have trouble memorizing a verse, just put it as your lock screen. You see it 200 times a day, and read it every time, and you'll have that sucker memorized in a week. But yeah, that is it. We will see you guys in about a week, and we hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. Oh, go listen to Forrest Frank's his Christmas song he just dropped,
called The Present.
That thing was solid. This is a shameless plug to all 37 of our listeners to go check out Forrest Frank. But yeah, that's it, dude. Peace out. Love you guys.
Love y'all.